Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Winterhouse Gaming Goes to Pine State Con.
Pine State Con.
Volume 2.
Volume 2? We didn't even have a Volume 1.
Yes, we did. It was last year's Pine State Con.
Oh. Oh, yeah, because that's what he names them.
Yeah.
Why does he name them that? Because, like, games, like, or
he didn't comics? He didn't even name them that. I just named them that when I did the flyers for them. Like,
oh, so...
It's a funny story. I actually just needed... because I was doing two flyers.
Right.
I just needed a way to differentiate them when I was saving them. Like, saving the
files.
That's
really funny.
And,
so, we had volume... This is volume 2?
Yeah.
Yep.
Day 1 for volume 2.
Yeah, we're just going to give a quick recap of everything that happened.
Yeah.
The general vibe and the scope of everything.
And,
how we felt
right
about
now.
It.
Yeah,
it's good stuff. So,
special guest... Craig Holland.
Craig Holland.
Hey there, how's it going?
The man, the myth, the legend.
The legend, yeah. So, Craig, tell us really quick, what do you do?
All right, I'm an aspiring comic book artist. I've been doing cons for a couple of years now. From Southern New Hampshire. I think Dave said it best when I saw him at Portland Sea Dogs. He goes, if you look at his artwork, you have the entire 90s right here. That's all you need to know.
Dude, you nabbed the 90s, and it's awesome.
Nab in the 90s.
Nab in the 90s.
We just came up with a killer quote for you, by the way.
Nab in the 90s.
Nab in the 90s.
Yeah.
So, what did you think about today? Like, today was the first day, and, like, how did you feel about the day? How do you think it went?
I think it went well. I mean, it was a good crowd. I mean, it was, a smaller show. It's like, okay, it's more intimate. You get to interact with more fans, which I like, and I got to interact with more people. So, it wasn't just like, a bunch of people walking by. I didn't say hi. Talked to pretty much everyone around me. It was a vendor. People came by. They seemed very interested. Seemed very happy. So I feel like it was a good vibe overall. I really liked it.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about a main, based con.
Yeah.
Is that it kind of is a echo of the state itself.
Yeah.
It's small, intimate.
Very
homey
feeling.
Yeah. And everyone just kind of down home, not super.
You can spend more time with each individual person.
Yeah.
You're not
because
you're
not
flying by, hi, how you doing, shake hands, blah, 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 done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could really ask different types of questions and more personal questions if you want or whatever and kind of really get in there. So we did the free gameplay as usual. We didn't really bring in our, usual podcast stuff that we do because of the scale and how long it takes and how much work it actually is. Should we have done that? Possibly. But in reality, the gameplay was perfect. It was kind of important to keep all the kids busy too, which was awesome. They had a really good time.
It really kind of speaks to our secondary moonlighting gig at the Winterhouse Babysitters Club.
Yes.
Which, we've been trying to get off the ground since day one. It's our real passion.
We've been trying to get that off the ground since 1997, so.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I think we nailed that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we do. We go there.
Kids got excited. Sometimes they got too excited.
Free gameplay, the VR, all these systems, and people love looking at all the TVs. It's just funny.
It
and
was
even if they're not playing, they're just
right.
Oh my god, look at all of that. I kept hearing them. I'm just like, it's just
people love
it's just
the
TVs.
VR.
But yeah, they do love the VR.
They really, really dug it.
They see the three of us and they're like, oh, these guys must be so techie and cool.
Yeah,
and know a lot about
it's a crowd.
Stuff.
They just thought it was oh, it's amazing. I'm like, literally we're doing the same thing we're doing at home, but we're just doing it here.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing.
I gotta tell you, one of the things that I love about today was that I got to see a lot of familiar faces.
Yeah.
Craig, we met you at the Sea Dogs, event that we did.
We've kind of just been friends since.
You kind of just happened to plop right down next to us, right next to our booth.
Which
is
awesome.
Yeah.
It was actually just kind of part of our booth.
That's one
thing I love about him too. It's like you meet friends. You meet people that you'll know forever.
We just saw a bunch of familiar faces. We saw the guys from Mace. We actually met a couple of our Twitch
followers
and Twitch fans,
which was cool because
that was super
that's
cool.
Amazing. That's the only place they know us from.
Yeah.
So it was mind-blowing that they're, like, coming up and, like, hey, you guys, I know you guys, okay, what? Let's take 32 French, for instance.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, 32 French there. Came up to me, and he goes, hey, he's shaking my hand, he's like, hey, I know you. What do you mean you know me? He's like, dude, I know you. I'm 32 French. I'm like,
oh, good, I'm no 87 shit. Japanese.
We had, like, long conversations with this guy, and, like,
he's a really, really cool dude.
Before we saw him in person, we've known him on a personal level.
Yep.
So it was really cool. And then there's that other artist.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I already follow you on pretty much everything that we do. Instagram, Twitch, Facebook. It's very
kind of humbling, you know, feeling, you know?
Yeah.
To know, like, I kind of, like, was over by the gaming area, and I saw you talking to 32 French, and I'm like, and I hear it's like, oh, we already know each other. And I'm like,
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I was so shocked.
You're like, I'm sorry, I can't.
And then when Dave finally told me who the guy was, I was like, oh shit! Like,
are you kidding me? That's so
oh,
weird.
Oh snap!
Yeah, so weird. It's
and this
weird
guy,
random.
He might come back tomorrow with his son. That's how much he thinks of us. He wants us to meet his son, like introduce his son. Like,
there were just so many other cool vendors there too. 3D Games was back.
They're good
have
friends
a fun
of
time
ours.
With them.
Yeah,
you know,
so
we got a sick score from them.
Yeah, let's take them
Chelsea Vaughn Chastity was there.
Yeah,
She's a cosplay model. Actually, we went out to eat with her and hung out in the pool and stuff with her. She's really cool. 3.5 Geeks, they're everywhere.
Always a good time.
I feel like I always see them. Yeah, he always looks like Mario.
No.
He's always dressed like Mario.
I don't know if that's actually on accident or not.
You think
not.
He just wears overalls?
Yeah. Oh, that was that guy?
Yeah, that might, just,
oh,
be his,
Jesus.
Might just be his thing.
Yeah, he's totally the kind of guy to wear overalls, I feel like. That just suits his, like, his personality.
Mm-hmm. Cemetery Theater were there. That was really cool talking with them. We did an interview with them last year.
And it was great to hear that some of the interview and everything was actually on that.
Yeah, it was on their documentary.
Yeah, and I was actually part of there during their Q&A, which is just, you know, it's great. They're just really nice guys. And because I follow them on Facebook and all the social medias, it's just great to see. Keep up with all the current projects that they're doing.
Right.
You know,
see their projects grow too.
Doing their really exciting stuff.
And
in
you
the
know,
Bangor
they're
area.
They're more of the smaller production companies.
Yeah.
That but are full and part of like these cons. You don't see a lot of production companies making movies and stuff and going to these cons.
But the thing is, like,
so it's really cool.
I love how like they fully are invested in it, and you can tell that like their production company. Is an extension of who they are.
Right.
And they pour everything into it.
Right.
And it comes through in their films and you know, like in everything they do, their booths. I just love how they just fully do it. You know?
Me and the younger guy for them was trading stories.
Shane.
Yeah, Shane. We were trading stories about, like, nightmares that we've had, like, as children and stuff.
Yeah.
And he said one of his nightmares that he had, he actually was able to put it in the movie.
That's
great.
And
he said it worked really well. And I was like,
that's crazy,
it's
actually.
Really, it's crazy because you're constantly seeing it come to life because I've nightmares my whole life.
Did you tell
him
about the nightmare of the budget hotel that Winter House stayed at?
Oh, that we're currently
you mean
in
a weird
right
one
now?
That's happened? Wait, is this a dream? No, this is a nightmare. So it was really cool that he could bring that to life, and I think that's where a lot of creativity can come from.
Yeah.
So I told him about one of mine that was just unreal, and I think I've told him before on the podcast, but I think as to go along with the story, I should probably just tell you real quick. Basically, you have this house, and the house kind of came like a C. And in the middle of the C part, there'd be like a tree that was growing up over the house.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this little tiny girl that, we were all around a dining room table.
Okay.
And the girl stood up and went to walk into the kitchen. The ceiling turned into like liquid.
This is how most pornos start out.
Yeah, exactly. She got sucked up into the ceiling. And we all stood up and was trying to find her, but every...
No,
like,
Dave, that was just my vagina.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Trying to find her.
Every furniture that we move and everything that we try to look under, she would scream in, like, agonizing pain, like it was hurting her.
I
like she
was
part of
the
house.
It sounds like the movie Mirrors. You know that... Have you seen Mirrors?
Oh,
the
dude,
funny thing is... I
That is one of the most terrifying.
The whole thing
ever.
Is actually is. Based... The whole entire nightmare is actually based on Poltergeist. I watched it when I was really young. I had that nightmare for the better part of 15 years.
Jesus.
Dude, that is
it's
really fucked
up. So I would hear this girl screaming, these blood-curdling screams every time we moved anything. And, like, after the fifth or sixth just absolute horrible screams, I would wake up. I would wake up, like, crying in my sleep.
Wow. That,
but anyway, that was crazy.
The nightmare I had about the Chipotle chicken burrito that gave me the shit. That was Poltergeist.
Poltergeist, yeah.
So you are Chipotle.
So tomorrow's going to be the second day, volume two. You know, Craig, what are you looking? What are you excited about?
Your fears, complaints, grievances, all of it. Where do I begin?
Yeah,
Where do I begin?
A list, motherfucker.
I was 7 years old.
Well, I wish to be 6 inches taller. You know, I'm overdue for a growth spurt. You know, let's see what else. I'm on a thicker beard. You know, I cannot do thick of a beard. You know, I can't get too greedy with it.
Less periods.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah, you have like 3 or 4 more a month than normal people.
Jesus, you have to buy cigarettes, and then he never came back.
He just drove by the house, tossed the cigarettes at me. It's like, I don't need them anymore, and just drove
by. So you excited about anything for tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like an overall really good group. I mean, I talked to a few other artists. They just seem like they're pretty down to earth. I mean, I started doing main conventions that, like, you know, this year. I just love the vibe I get from other creators. It's like, I see more diversity, because I think this is really the first time this year I see more podcasts. Where, like, when I was at Great Falls, I talked to a guy for like probably an hour just about podcasting and like other stuff, and the guy next to me had a board game, and like the guy to my right today, I think he was just there for it today, but he's sponsoring like the Space Force comic.
I saw that.
It's a
really interesting art style.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I saw them on Instagram, and I like show because where I work, basically we have a graphics department. They like made all Space Force graphics to kind of troll Trump.
Yeah,
and I like show them, like, hey.
Well, that's what that whole entire Kickstarter is about.
Oh yeah, I know.
It's so funny.
What's even funny, I knew a couple artists that are like doing pinups for that too, and I'm like, he was next to me. There was a guy like kind of diagonal to me who like did these like really intense puppets.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Really? Oh, wait a second.
Yeah,
I think I.
Those are the creepiest looking fucking
weird
things.
Babies or
yeah.
Like, oh my goodness. Yeah, that's nightmare fuel right there.
Yeah.
Straight nightmare fuel.
There's one puppet. I wanted to ask the guy about it, but like, I can tell like one's Pennywise, one's Michael Myers. I think maybe Jason. There was one where there's an artist I know from Rhode Island. I'm like, is that Frankie? I want to go up to him and be like, is that Frankie B. Washington? Because he has dreads. He has kind of similar clothing. I want to go up to him like, that's a very odd thing to sell though. Here's this random comic book artist from Rhode Island.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, there are so many.
You should ask him tomorrow.
There's so many other vendors that were there that, and I guess I have a terrible short-term memory, and you know this, David. Like, I know you do too.
Oh yeah. There's like weapons. Like there's a guy that does these
guy
weapons.
Does the weapons. He's got the Blades of Chaos from God of War.
The artists that are there draw like. Such different things, even if they're the same, some of the same things, which there's not, the styles are so different. And we have a realistic artist there too, like that draws like real
photorealistic
stuff. Oh, the girl there, the redhead that you're flirting with.
Yeah.
And,
it was
she's married.
She was Jeff Manchek.
Her husband's a looker too.
He's the one with the hair. Dude, his hair just never quits.
It's funny. I at Granite Falls or Great Falls or whatever it was called, I kept running into him and I'm like, "Oh, do you have a booth?" And he's like, "No, my wife does." He kept mentioning his wife. I'm like, "What is she? Where? I don't see this wife."
Yeah, I never see her.
Is she in the room with us now?
And then like I kept seeing them together, and I just talked to her. I'm like, "Oh, did you go to art school? Do you have art training?" She goes, "So I was like a theater major. I took one art class, and that's all I needed." I'm like,
"Oh, must be nice."
Oh, okay. So you have one semester. I go 4 years.
She's like natural talent. She's super talented.
Super talented.
She's
wicked. I mean,
she's like, "Yeah, I'm a performing arts." I'm like, "Okay, I can see it with your person."
An enormous amount of talent.
Yeah, talented.
And
super.
There was this crocheting, like this vendor that does like crochet. Like
my videos had like over 100,000 views for it. Like I can't explain to you, you know, why they had that many views. Maybe it was because I was naked, but
maybe it was Maybelline.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with this, Kelly. But
yeah, I don't know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Either.
But anyway, there was a crocheting vendor, and she did really interesting like kind of figurines that were made.
Fibromancer.
Was it
Fibromancer?
I don't know.
Yeah, the Fibromancer.
They had the Majora's Mask.
Yeah, Fibromancer.
It was awesome.
Why do I only remember that one?
I really wanted it. And it was $60, which I'm sure was worth it for the amount of work and time and dedication that goes into it.
She was also
busy buying other shit.
Talented.
Yeah, she was immensely, immensely talented, and I can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah,
you are emphasizing it right now. One of the most random vendor. This guy was behind me, and oh god.
Too bad we just lost him.
Too bad this wasn't a video podcast.
No, it's just, yeah, I know. Really, lucky.
I want you all to use your imaginations on what just happened. But anyway, go ahead.
Really
it's a
lucky.
Winter House Gaming podcast recap, so you know.
So yeah, we're gonna try to be there tomorrow. See if we can get a podcast going, during the event. Again, by no means is this a promise. We're gonna try everything we can to do it.
Yes,
but you know, that's really all I can say about it.
Right.
Worst case scenario, we might get another recap tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And if we do, then you'll just have to
deal
with it.
We want. So anyway, what were you saying, bud?
Oh no, I was in a zone drawing at one point today just because I have a few minutes and I kept hearing Cricket Wireless over and over again for whatever reason. And I'm like, not really thinking much of it. I'm like, okay, maybe this guy really loves his cell phone service or something. And we're all about to leave and I just look behind. There's like all these flyers and like these wristbands and a couple of pens. And I go,
Cricket Wireless. Cricket.
Yeah, and someone's like, oh yeah, you know, this guy's not going to be here. We're not going to be here. You know, move the stuff over. And I go, wait, what's going on? Like, oh, there's a Cricket Wireless vendor here. I'm like, at a freaking convention?
Yeah. They Will approached them to see if they wanted to kind of be there or something different.
Yeah.
They said yes, and they came for maybe an hour and a half and left.
Yeah, I was going to say, he wasn't there very long.
No. I think he got called in for something. It was like the manager or something.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate.
Possible. I know there was another vendor that actually got called into work this weekend.
Got called into work, yeah.
And but they already paid for the table, and Will just... Like, Will told me that they just said, well, we'll just give
the table away, yeah, which they end up doing, which is cool. And then also tomorrow, there are actually vendors showing up in the morning that weren't there today.
That's great. I mean,
yeah.
There's going to be a new opportunity, kind of fresh faces. Awesome.
Yep. So we're hoping to see everybody again tomorrow.
I just want to give a quick shout out to a couple
people
from the Bangor area that we actually... got to say Dylan and good friend Cam Mitchell that are kind of friends from like the music scene
A couple of my buddies showed up. Chris showed up. Chris Campo.
It was great to see them.
His boyfriend Tom was here too.
Yep, they look like such a cute couple.
They're an adorable couple. Yeah. They really are. And then
I always see like pictures
Cecil,
of them cuddling up on the couch watching a movie. Or
it's
something.
Really cute. They do a lot of things together.
Go to the a lot of things that involve lube or
oh boy.
They go
they eat fresh
to the coast.
Right. Oh boy,
tossing some salad.
I'm tired. Okay, so and then Cecil was there. We had a really good time with them. It never fails to be the Winter House Gaming podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Kelly and I just picked up a new PS4 game today, and we're going to play it.
Near Automata?
Near Automata.
Near Automata.
Yeah.
Is that anything as close as Far Automata, or is it like...
It's Near Automata, Far Automata, Wherever You Are Automata.
Also,
My Heart
Automata.
Will Go On Automata.
Single loss, Automata.
Okay, all right. We love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Love you.
See you.
Bye.
See you.